This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning guest, and I'll tell you what, I'm really excited to have him back on the show. I'm glad that he came back on the show because the company that we're talking about, BioStage Inc., what they do is they have plans to address life-threatening conditions of the esophagus with the initial clinical applications of his technology, that being a bioorganisms and bioengineers. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol BSTG, stock price around $2.20. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have him, the CEO and director of the company, Mr. James McGorry. James, welcome back to the show. I greatly appreciate it.
Everett, thanks to be here again, sir.
What are the BioStage key milestones in 2019? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, thanks. As, you know, we chatted about last time that we extended our runway through a NIH Fast Track grant. We brought in some other money from our very key investors and Chinese nationals. But with that, 2019 is a real opportunity for the company as we transition from a preclinical company to a clinical company. Three quick things, sir. One, our human experience, where a procedure was done at a very prominent Mayo Clinic, is going to be presented this weekend on Saturday at the Society of Thoracic Surgery meeting in San Diego. Two, we're going to file, hopefully line of sight, on two INDs, one in Q2, for esophageal disease, and one towards the end of the year in esophageal atresia, a real challenge into kids. And then hopefully after filing and after getting our approval, we will look to be able to uplist to NASDAQ into 2019.
That being said, how are things going with your Chinese investors and what are the plans in China?
Yeah, so thanks. You know, and someone could say, you know, what are you guys doing in China right now with all the, you know, the complexity? But really, it's nothing to do about trade wars, but all to do about trying to bring a technology to a place where it's needed. Like a number of people in the field know, the incidence of esophageal disease in China and in Asia is like 10 times that of the U.S., not only in numbers, but in the number of people, unfortunately, percent affected with these diseases of the esophagus. And so we have had now a number of investors that want to see our technology be brought to China and continue to want to see the translation of our technology going forward. So we're very pleased, and we'll be setting up a wholly owned subsidiary, and we're working with a number of different areas in China right now to be able to do that in a good and organized way.
America has 330 million people in America, approximately 1.3 billion in China. Why the disconnect?
Again, when you look at the epidemiologies of, you know, of a number of these diseases, it just affects different areas. Like gastric cancer affects people in Japan a lot more than colorectal cancer. It's just the epidemiology of the disease. And that's why these folks are very interested in our technology and interested in carrying that to that very large population where the incidence of esophageal, unfortunately, disease is much higher.
How big is this market? Are we talking 100 million? Are we talking a billion?
You know, so we looked at a number of things. When you're a small little company, it's hard to talk about, you know, big, you know, both, you know, multi-millions and billions number when you're a, you know, small micro cap. But at the end, it is really about the technology. And I'm at an animal facility at one of the top places in the country at APS in Minnesota right now. We just saw animals that are out 90 days. You know, we have animals that are out 1.7 years that are continuing to do well. So if this technology, which is a platform technology within the esophagus or trachea and bronchus, if we continue to be able to show progress, we hear some of the work being done in man and translate, we believe that it is, you know, at a minimum, a $1 billion market that we are competing in.
My guest today is Jim McGorry. He is the CEO and director of BioStage Inc. They trade on the OTCQB. You can find them under the ticker symbol BSTG. Very, very undervalued. That's my personal opinion, with a market cap of under 13 million. You guys put out a press release about a new appointment to the board. Bring us up to speed on that. Where are we at? Who are they?
Yeah, thanks. And, you know, and so, look, as I mentioned, one of those key milestones, Everett, is to be able to uplist to NASDAQ. We want to investors or potential people to be able to invest. We have kept all of our compliance now at a NASDAQ level. We wanted to be able to bolster our board to be able to, prepare for that uplisting to NASDAQ. We brought on two or three, just really great, great board members. One into China, Miss Lee, who investment banker into China, helped us raise, some other private placement money, and we're very, very happy about our hands-on place into China. And two very prominent, if you will, CFOs, both Jeff Young and Matt Dallas, who both had positive exits of their companies within Juniper Pharmaceuticals, and then Colucid, that was sold to Lilly for almost $1 billion. Both top CFOs, both real relationships with the investment community, and we're really happy that when you see, proven CFOs now, audit committee members, and Jeff is the chair, and just really, really pleased that folks are coming. As other folks know, maybe investing into the company, a few years ago, it's like, okay, why is it different now? It's different right now because, fruit is ripe when it's ripe. The data are there. The data are there that we have worked through, and we have our work with the FDA and our regulatory area. We're continuing to be able to dialogue with the FDA, and we are looking to file in Q2 2019. So we have a good, a real good opportunity of a number of things in front of us with human data, filing, and really kind of transitioning from that preclinical to clinical, Everett.
Stock price, you meet the criteria to be on the NASDAQ. What are your plans to uplist on the NASDAQ?
Yeah, and so I think to your investors here, first things first, right? We want to not just, if we tried to uplist now, we would be given the same message. Well, we're looking to file an IND. We want to show a little bit more assuredness of that in 2019. We're going to file. We're going to get approved. We're going to show human data. We're going to show the rest of our publications and our animal data, and then we're going to look to uplist from there. So I think a little bit more, credibility, both financial and scientific-wise for the company. And we wanted to do that first so we can show the progress that we've made.
The company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is BioStage, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB. Under the ticker symbol BSTG, very undervalued and at a market cap of $12.5 million. That being said, Jim, let me ask you this. What would you want my listeners to take away from this interview today?
Yes, thanks. Hopefully to be able to continue to see the interest, the focus of the company in terms of meeting those milestones, but the commitment to an accountability and commitment of the company to be able to file and transition and move to the next level. It's hard to be able to buy our stock because there's not a lot of float in our stock right now. And that's why we want to be able to, show that value as well as now get that uplist and real opportunity then for both retail and other investors to be able to come on into our stock. That's what we want more. We went kind of under the radar a little bit in 2018, and that's where we are now in 2019. But now with bringing our data out, both human data, preclinical and scientific data, that's, our goal and hopefully an opportunity for your listeners and investors.
If you want to learn more about the company, go to their website, biostage.com. You can learn a lot about them. Jim, thank you so much for your time today. I know you're a busy man. I appreciate you coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back on 40 or 50 days from now. Give us an update of what's going on.
We appreciate the opportunity, Everett. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.